Dr. Jody Buffer, Research Fellow at the Center for Rural Health at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, joins me on the line now. Jody, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Africa. Good morning.
We have our temperatures measured everywhere we go, place of work, supermarkets, when we drop off our kids at school, and it is one of those gun kind of things that is pointed in our forehead, sometimes the side of our faces. A reading then shows up and you have to note that down in a piece of paper before you're allowed to enter a building. How reliable are those measurements?
Well, as I'm sure you can guess, not very. As you may have noticed, when you travel from one place to another or go into your office, go in and out of your office, you might see a completely different reading than you got a moment before. Sorry. The problem is, with the handheld sets, they don't seem to be measuring as accurately. And it's difficult to say. I mean, there's a number of reasons why that can be. They can be calibrated correctly or incorrectly. They could be being used at an improper distance. But mostly it's just that it's not necessarily taking a good reading of the internal temperature.
Because that is the essential part, right? We need to have a sense of what the core body temperature is doing, because if you are going to have a spike or a fever or potential COVID-19, it is that core temperature that will be varying.
Yeah, exactly. And the other problem is that body temperature can rise as a result of any number of infections. So not everyone who has a positive reading is going to have COVID-19. And of course, not everyone with COVID-19 has a fever. Some people have no symptoms at all. So it's not, in epidemiology, we would say that temperature taking in this way is neither sensitive enough to pick up every case, nor is it specific enough to detect only COVID-19. So it is more, I think, of a comfort measure for the populace. I actually, coming from Canada, I can recall after the original SARS outbreak in 2003, which was another coronavirus, there was a study that came out to say that the government had spent millions of dollars on these temperature readings that were, in fact, quite accurate at major airports in Canada. And there was a study that came out that said it really was not effective in identifying cases, but rather they said they advised keeping them because it made people feel that sense of security, that something was being done. And I suspect that's what's going on with these thermometers, handheld thermometers as well. It just gives people that extra sense of, okay, somebody's doing something about this.
What would be a more effective measure of one's body core temperature?
Well, there are different types of thermometers, not the cutaneous infrared thermometers. There are other types of thermometers. And of course, the most accurate ones are the ones you stick in the mouth, which of course we're not going to do given the way that COVID spreads. So temperature taking is probably not the best way to get there. Screening for symptoms in general is probably better. And of course, following the regular routine things that we've been told, wash your hands, wear face masks, social distance, those things are going to be much better at protecting you than getting a reading from a thermometer.
Speaking of the range in the reading, I went from, because obviously every time I come into our offices in Greenpoint in Cape Town, I have to be measured my temperature, and it went from 35.9 to when I went to a supermarket, which is quite close to where I live, a couple of hours later, to 34.2. And I remember looking at the guy and saying, I think I'm dead then if I'm at 34.2, because my core temperature certainly should not be as low as that.
Yes, I would say the same thing. There's a couple of times where I was concerned I might have been hypothermic because of the readings they were getting. And again, it's the way that they're calibrated. And core temperature should not be changing that drastically unless something was really wrong. So, it's in the calibration of each individual machine, but even you'll find they'll take your temperature once and I've had someone say, oh, that's too high. They take it again and it's a different reading. So they're just they're not very accurate. I think, again, it's just a sense of security, a false sense of security that we're giving people, or also the opportunity to check yourself and say, think about COVID-19. So it does in that respect, it's helpful.
One of the concerns and arguments in returning our children back to school was that many of the provinces did not have the necessary equipment, particularly thermometers, that they would then use to measure the temperature of the learners and obviously the teachers as they come into the school campus. If, as you suggest, and I have no reason to disbelieve you, that these things are not as reliable as they should be, should government be advised then to rather look for slightly more effective things to screen to allow people to go into places of work or supermarkets or school environments? Because you know, for us, it's a temperature, and then there's a whole lot of questions you need to answer. Have you been exposed to somebody with COVID-19? Have you had, you know, a whole lot of symptoms then that they check and you tick, 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 no, and then they let you into the building? From what I'm hearing, my answers to those questions are probably more important than the actual temperature reading that they're giving me.
I would say so, because, of course, there is a possibility that it will find someone with a temperature that may have COVID-19. But for the vast majority of people, you know, you might get that incorrect reading. You might get that 34 and come off thinking you're fine, when in fact your core temperature might be a bit higher. Or in fact, you might be sent home when you actually don't have a temperature, if it's reading too high, if you've been in the sun or if you've been running. I mean, those things don't change your core temperature, but they certainly change what that thermometer reads.
Yeah. Jody, before we let you go, a call from Tony in El Dorado Park. Tony, you've got some comments or thoughts, a question for Jody. Good morning.
Thank you, Africa and Jody. What is your opinion about an alternative method of testing, which is based on nanotechnology by Professor Anthony Turton, who's from the University of the Free State. His technology or his testing method is developed and based on taking a sample of the effluent or sewage through the water systems, water and the sewage system, analyze it, and then extract the RNA of the virus, which, according to him, leaves a footprint. And this method of testing can be used in large areas like whole communities, schools, old age homes, etc. What is your opinion about that? Don't you think that would be effective under the circumstances and not as tedious and intrusive as the current testing method?
Jody, I don't know if you're aware of that particular piece of research and methodology, and if you are, what are your thoughts?
I have heard about that. The problem is that once you were able to see that it was present, I wonder how long it would have had to be present and if the transmission had already occurred, or all the transmission that would happen may have already occurred. It's difficult to say, and given how many people have been coming down with it in schools, you just might find you've got traces of it nearly everywhere. So, I mean, without knowing too much about it, I think it might be a little late to be sensing it in the area.
Tony, thank you very much indeed for that call. Many people agreeing with you, Jody. Sign Pretoria writing on the WhatsApp line, Morning Africa, those thermometers are not reliable. They give different readings all the time, irrespective of the range. They are worse when it's cold and humid, according to the specs. And then Alan Bongani Lamini in Soweto saying, I'm shocked about thermometer readings as they're used on us, I suppose, every day by security guards at the gate. I measured 35.6. Before I got to the nurse's station, I was 33.7. How is that possible? I suppose it speaks very much to the unreliability of this way of measuring our temperature that we've been discussing. Thank you very much for your insights, Jody.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
You have a good Thursday too. Dr. Jody Boffa is the research fellow at the Center for Rural Health at the University of KwaZulu-Natal.